Amen. You glad to be here this morning? I tell you what, I have prepared for today. I brought my snack. I hope you did too. Glad to see you here this morning. I just thought, you know, stop by Hardee's this morning, pick up a little. No, I'm just kidding. I appreciate Mary picking this up for me. Instead of a children's message this morning, what I'd like to do is do a dad's message this morning. And so, I don't know if any of you have ever heard this before. Don't do as I do, you do as I... Y'all know that. Oh, wow. You must have heard that or something. I want to invite all dads to come up here with me, please. All dads. File out. Come on. Come on, dads. Just make your way across the front here. What a beautiful sight to have all these dads with us this morning. Amen. Moms, aren't you glad I didn't do this to you? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. First of all, happy Father's Day, men. It takes a special person and to be the privilege of having to be a dad. What a gift and an honor it is. And I understand that growing up, because my dad's here, and I know, and I'm glad he's here with me this morning as well. But I know as growing up, there's probably things that you've heard your dad say that you said, I don't think I'll ever say that. And then all of a sudden you have children, and you look at your child and you go, do you want a whipping? And you heard that as a child, and you're going, yeah, I've been waiting for that all day, right? In Proverbs, this is their challenge, men. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Men, pray for wisdom. Let your children and your family see you praying. Let them see you in God's Word. Let them see you humble. Let them see you sacrificed and be the example and be a good listener. But most of all, and the greatest of these is love. Love your children. Love your spouse. Love one another. And demonstrate Christ's love toward them. Let us pray together. Father in heaven, how we love you. You love us more than we can love ourselves or love anyone else. But God, we have to receive your love to be able to offer your love. So these dads that are in front of me this morning and in front of this congregation, that God, I pray that you would instill the wisdom that only comes from you. And that agape love, that spiritual love that you send us and that you can bring through us, God, I pray that you would allow us to agape love our families. God, may you give them the grace and understanding, that time in your Word, to be the example, being humble and sacrificing to others. God, we pray that you would bless them. And most of all, God, I pray that these men, including myself, would not allow the world to define who we are and what we're to do or what we're to value. Let us study your Word to allow us to be defined by you and the standards that you hold high for us as dads. May you bless this day and these men. In the name of Jesus I pray, amen. Men, hang out. I've got a gift from Hardee's just for you. If I could get an assistant, please. All right. Take one, please. You want to take some? Awesome. Thank you. Here you go, Jess. Take some, go to the middle. Isaac. Here you go, brother. Start right here. Go that way. Go toward the middle. Oops, sorry. We'll try to get them. There you go. Hey, Dan. Yeah, bet. Amen. Thank God for dads. Wait a minute. Here it is. Sorry, I want to make sure it was there. No. Christy, can I keep the extras? Gentlemen, I pray that we would be like the iron sharpening iron, that each one of us would never, ever take our relationship with our spouse or our children for granted, that we would love God and love our children and love our spouse with all of our heart, soul, and mind. And may we love one another. If these men follow God, the world will not define who we are any longer. We can change that direction. So I ask you to pray for these men and myself as well as we lead our families. May God bless you, men. Thank you so much. As they're sitting, has any of you, thank you. Thank you very much. Has any of you ever heard your parents say, "Do you want a whipping?" I hope none of you have ever heard this. "Do you want me to slap your face off?" Sure, I'll put it in a box and go take it to school for show and tell. Right? Sometimes as parents, we get so wrapped up in things and we lose track. And, you know, as life goes forward, we go through so many stages in life, and God so richly wants us to know all about His love. This morning, pray that you've got your copy of God's Word. Turn to 1 John. 1 John chapter 4. We're still in the series talking about family matters because family does matter. And this morning, we're going to look at our need for agape. Agape is a supreme love. Every one of us desires that type of love. Every one of us needs to share that kind of love. It's a love that only God can give. It's a Holy Spirit love. And as we look at that this morning, I want you to discover and begin to embrace this type of love. Now pray that the Holy Spirit of God would reveal itself to you, that He would reveal the agape love through the Scriptures this morning. A guy by the name of Jim Cimbala. Jim Cimbala is a pastor in the Bronx, New York City. He had preached 3 sermons this particular Sunday. He was exhausted, drained. He had poured out into his congregation and people. And after the 3rd service he had, he spotted a man sitting about the 4th row back in the middle. And he had locked in on Jim. Everybody began to leave. This man stayed. Jim came down out of the pulpit. This man came out of the pew. He began to walk toward Jim, and the closer he got to him, he could see this man's hair was all matted. His clothes was horrible. And the closer he got, the smell overtook him. That smell, feces and urine and alcohol all mixed in a hot day and stirred lightly. This man stunk beyond measure. He approached Jim, and Jim kind of turned his head just a little bit. Jim had already prejudged this man that was stinking and filthy. He asked him, he said, "Sir, what is your name?" And he said, "My name's David." He said, "Where did you sleep last night?" He said, "I slept in my truck." "Have you ever slept in a shelter, sir?" "No, I've not slept in a shelter. Last time I slept in a shelter, I almost got killed. So I've been sleeping in my truck." Jim, without hesitation, really wasn't the way he wanted to end his day, but he took out his wallet. And he took out a $5 bill. And he handed it to the man. And the man pushed his hand down. He said, "No, sir. I don't want your money. I want the Jesus that you're talking about. I don't want your money. I want your Jesus." Said, as we begin to talk to this man, I begin to talk to him and find out more about him. And the more that I spoke with him, the more the Holy Spirit began to convict Jim as a pastor as to what he's become. That he didn't understand really as a pastor what agape love really is to other people who stink, who are filthy, who need Jesus as well. He overlooked every bit of this. And he began to cry. The pastor began to cry. And he looked at David in the face and he said, "I as a pastor have failed. I've fallen so short. I prejudged you. I thought you were just here for money, but you need Jesus." And he said, "I shared the gospel with this man, David. And David accepted the Lord Jesus Christ that very day." But God, in this situation, showed Pastor Jim a very important message that has still been with him still today. He said, "Jim, I love you. And all that smell that you've been smelling is exactly the way that the whole world smells to me. And I sent my son, Jesus Christ, to the world to save the world." That's the love that you've got to have. That's the love that you've got to embrace. That's the kind of love that He has for you and I. That He demonstrated His love toward us. Yet we were stinking and filthy sinners. Christ died for us. He wants all of us to experience that love and to show that type of love. After that day, David had prayed to receive Christ, and he saw Pastor Jim crying. And he leaned up and put his head on Jim, the pastor. Jim said, "I put my arms around him, and he didn't smell near as bad." And we just sat and hugged and embraced for a little while. And I experienced God's amazing grace and His fullness of His love. We sent David to detox. He sent him to detox, and after he got out of detox, he came back to Brooklyn Tabernacle. Now he's on staff. He works in housekeeping. Agape love is what we need. Agape love, it's what we need to give. I've heard it said, men are not supposed to be emotional. Why not? Why not? Our emotions and our feelings and love should be increasing every day. There are different types of love. In chapter 4, verse 7, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Father in heaven, we pray that God, that You would instill Your Holy Spirit among us this morning to draw us, to equip us, to encourage us, to challenge us, Lord, to Your love, to accept Your love, and to give and offer Your love toward one another. We pray, Lord, this morning that Your Holy Spirit would draw those that have never experienced Your forgiveness and love, that this morning they would come to personally know You as Savior. Some this morning are here and they've been hurt throughout their journey. I pray this morning that God, that they experience and feel Your love and know that regardless of where they've been or where they are right now, that You love them and You have such a plan for them. Father, this morning, may we all listen to Your Spirit and obey. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God is love. Amen. Every one of us desires to love, to be loved, and wants to have a meaningful life. Agape love is always shown by what it does. God, His love, is displayed most clearly at the cross. Was He innocent at the cross? Absolutely. He took on our sins. This great love that He loved us. We were dead in our trespasses, but we're made alive through the Lord Jesus Christ. Does anyone here love Blue Bell ice cream? Anybody? You thought I was going to say Krispy Kreme, right? But what does loving ice cream have to do with this? It makes the point that we love in many forms. I can love ice cream. I can love Krispy Kreme. My doctor probably doesn't like me to love that, but I can love my dog. I can love music. I can love baseball. Can take on different meanings depending on the situation or the context of that love. Eros is a type of love that we find in the Bible that is erotic, that is taken negative so often in our culture and our world today. But it is a romantic love that God meant for good, that you do kind things for your spouse or your children without expecting. You love them romantically. Now, ladies, you got to admit, if your husband does something for you, sends you flowers or candy or does something extra for you, do you automatically say, oh, he just loves me? Or do you actually think, what has he done? What does he want? Right? So, men, you can step outside those boundaries every now and then and just say nothing. Wait a week or so to tell her what you done. Philia is the Greek love that we get the word brotherly love, as in Philadelphia. Brotherly love. Storge is a type of love that you have that safe place that you can return to, that home, that kind of safe family environment, that you know that people there love you, care for you. unconditionally love you, and they want the best for you. That's that safe place that you can come into. These are all types of love. They can be increased, but there's one love that is above all loves. That's the agape love. Agape love is not possible to offer out of our own ability. Did you hear me, church? Agape love, you can't do it in and of yourselves. The Holy Spirit of God, through you, because of your personal relationship with Jesus Christ, who sacrificed Himself for you, is the agape love that He offers you, so that once you have that agape love, that you can give that type of love. We need agape. Unconditionally. Love. Love without expecting anything in return. It's that agape love is the greatest love of all. That's what God gives each of us. We are to love others with the agape love, whether they are fellow believers or bitter enemies. This is not a feeling. This is not a feeling, but obedience. Thank you. Surrendering to the Holy Spirit of God and allowing the agape love to come in you to fulfill that fullness of love, to offer that love to someone else that probably doesn't deserve it, nor did you. Agape love, as modeled by Christ, is not based on feelings. Rather, it's determined by an act of the will, a joyful response to put the welfare of others above yours. That's agape love. Agape love does not come naturally to us, nor do you see it on any TV or a network of any kind. Just the opposite. Most of the worldview is love this way, love this way, love this way. It's a feeling. Fill me up. Fill me up. God's love is give out that love. Share this love with others. It's not about a feeling. And it doesn't come naturally. Because all of us have a fallen nature. We are incapable of producing such a love. We need a supernatural love to fill us up so that we can demonstrate that love and show it to other people. That's what Pastor Jim did. That was not of himself. To hang out with a man that just was outside in his truck and lived on the streets. That was not his own flesh doing that. His own flesh first thought, get this man 50 yards away from me with $5 and we'll be done. But the Holy Spirit of God had a different story. He wanted to teach him something through this man. And he did. And it changed his life. God wants to pour out into our hearts the Holy Spirit who has been given to us when we became children of God to share this type of love. This is how we know God's love. This is how we know. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. Do you know God? I pray you do. I pray you do. Karen and I was expecting her first child. This wasn't agape love. This was a little bit extra of love from my part. But she all got this craving. And, you know, I was sympathetic. And I really didn't want to do this. But she was pregnant with her first child. And I love her and love her more and more every day. And I thought, this is a sacrificial kind of love. She wanted and had a craving for a peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwich. Look. That don't work. Just peanut butter works. Mayonnaise?
He says, "But honey, I just want it." Okay. So I went in the kitchen. Sliced the bananas, put them on the bread. I got out the mayonnaise and started gagging. I gagged as I slapped the mayonnaise. She said, "No, I want some more. A little bit more mayonnaise." Ugh. Love you. Gave her that peanut butter mayonnaise sandwich. Some of y'all like peanut butter mayonnaise. Bless you. We'll talk to you about getting saved. I'm just kidding. She began to eat this peanut butter mayonnaise sandwich, and my stomach just went. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I loved her, and I wanted to do it for her. And she loved me back. Thank you, honey. There's so many things that we mess up that God says, "Really? Really? I love you. And I want more for you. I want to show you so much more. I want to offer you." This type of love characterized God is not a sappy, sentimental feeling such as we often hear portrayed. God's love, because that is His nature and expression of His being. He loves the unlovable and the unlovely. Not because we deserve to be loved or because of any excellence that we possess, but because it's the nature of His love that He must be true to His nature, because God is love. Sacrificial, unconditional, agape love does not keep score. Hello? Does not keep score. It doesn't matter how your spouse responds. If you want to love like Jesus loves, you have to put yourself aside. Agape love that gives, a love that does not demand nor hold on to rights, but has the good of the other person at heart. This is the love we need to work on in our families. This is the love that Jesus desires for each of us, to love one another. I want to share a story with you this morning of a young lady who loved God supremely and demonstrated this love toward the others. Brooke, she was a beautiful 14-year-old girl who was in love with Jesus. When she was in junior high, she started a Bible study on her own campus. She spent her babysitting money on buying Bibles she could give out to her unsaved friends. Youth pastors had heard about this and bought her boxes of Bibles just to give away. Brooke wrote this following essay when she was about 12. It'll give you an idea of the type of agape love God has. It's entitled, "Since I Have My Life Before Me. I'll live my life to the fullest. I'll be happy. I'll brighten up. I'll be more joyful than I have ever been. I will be kind to others. I will loosen up. I will tell others about Christ. I will go on adventures and change the world. I will be bold and not change who I really am. I will have no troubles, but instead help others with troubles. You see, I'll be one of those people who live to be history maker at a young age. Oh, I have moments, good and bad, but I will wipe away the bad and only remember the good. In fact, that's all I remember, just the good moments. Nothing in between, just living my life to the fullest. I'll be one of those people who go somewheres with a mission, an awesome plan, a world-changing plan, and nothing will hold me back. I'll set an example for others. I will pray for direction. I have my life before me. I will give others the joy and love that I have, and God will give me more joy and more love. I will do everything God tells me to do. I will follow the footsteps of God. I will give my very best." Westbrook. During her freshman year of high school, Brooke was in a car accident while driving to the movies. Her life ended when she was just 14, but her impact didn't stop there. Nearly 1,500 people attended Brooke's memorial service. People from her public high school read poems that she had written to them about God's amazing love. Everyone spoke of her example and her joy. I've shared the gospel, invited those who wanted to know Jesus come up and give their lives to Him. There must have been at least 200 students on their knees in front of the church praying for salvation. When we possess God's agape love, and we allow the Holy Spirit of God to use that love to pour out into others, God can use it in supernatural ways. But we must start with the agape love at home. Did you hear me, church? We must start that agape love at home. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we feel Your presence here this morning. Your amazing love. Lord, You're dealing in the hearts of many this morning. And I pray that they would not only...